Welcome, everyone. My name is Divine. This is episode 33 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about something that's actually pretty important to us as individuals. This is something that many people don't give adequate amounts of credit for, but it's something that can profoundly affect your life. And really, all I'm going to be visiting today is just talking about the different causes of anxiety. Sometimes you are better able to deal with something when you know exactly what it is. Anxiety is not something that many people think about. They just think like it's some random thing or it's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. There are many people that because of anxiety, they've ended up in the hospital, or because of anxiety, they've died prematurely, right? And that's something we don't want as Christians. So I'm just going to go straight into it, right? So without much ado, like just go straight into what are the things that cause anxiety? Well, the first thing that causes anxiety, right? Just the worries of life, right? The worries of life. If you look at the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 22, right? Even Jesus Christ said, you know, then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, don't worry about life. Don't worry about what you eat. Don't worry about the body. Don't worry about what you put on, right? In fact, in medicine, there's this disorder we call it generalized anxiety disorder. People are just worried about everything of this life, things that are just completely out of their control, right? They keep focusing on the problems of life. They never focus on the solutions. They never focus on those things that are within their control, right? When you keep worrying about every single thing, then you're going to have a very miserable existence, right? Very miserable existence. So I encourage you, instead of focusing on the worries of life, instead of focusing on the problems of life, right? Why don't you focus on God? Why don't you focus on the part of the Bible in Matthew 6, verse 33, right? That says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you, right? So focus on God. When you focus on God, then all those things you're worrying about will also be taken care of. Now, the second cause of anxiety is when you compare yourself with other people. This is something that is very rampant in the society we live in today, right? In fact, the thing is, when you compare yourself with other people, you're not just bringing anxiety, you're actually breathing like hatred towards other people, right? So for example, if you look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 10, verse 12, right? Paul was saying, for we dare not compare ourselves, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise, right? When you compare yourself with other people, it is not wise, right? Like think about it, for example, in marriage, right? Oh, you have a friend and her husband just bought her a new car, right? And then you then start comparing that, why has my husband not bought me a new car, right? The thing is, there's going to be a quarrel in that home because the woman is comparing her own husband with somebody else, right? And the thing is, well, as long as you're comparing yourself with other people, remember, some of these people that you're comparing yourself with, like they're like up to their eyeballs in debt, right? Some of these people even get that money that they have by fraudulent means, right? Or you see students, this happens a lot in medical school. You see people comparing their scores. Oh, how did you do in comparison with this person, right? And then jealousy just creeps up from there. Again, the thing is, anxiety arises in the seed of comparisons, right? I'm not saying that you shouldn't want to do well in life. No, you should have your own personal standard that, you know what, I'm going to work really hard so I can be successful. But you're not working really hard so that you can be better than somebody else, right? No, that is not the right perspective on life. Because again, when you compare yourself with other people, you're going to get anxious. Now, another thing that causes anxiety is when people have this need to exert control over everything. And one thing people don't realize is the more you try to assume control over something, the more your life actually gets out of control, right? Because think about it. Look at babies. They don't have any control over anything. They are very helpless. And the thing is, they have no worry of life. And guess what? Their needs are correctly taken care of, right? This is why God says in the Bible that we need to become like little children if we want to make it into the kingdom of God. For more reference on that, look at the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. The thing is, when you are worrying so much, you put all the reliance on yourself and you do not rely on God. And the thing is, when you are relying on yourself and you're not relying on God, that's actually a form of pride and God will have none of it. Right? So you see these anxious people, they are very high strung. They want to do everything. They want to micromanage every single circumstance. They want to make sure that everything runs through them. That is pride. That is pride, right? So because these people that want to exert control over everything, you see them, they take on responsibilities. They take on problems. They take on worries that are other people's worries. It's almost like they become contractors in dealing with other people's problems. And that is not healthy. That is one thing that will send that person to an early grave. I encourage you, you cannot have control over everything. One component of wisdom is just being able to delegate things to other people. Now, what is one other thing that causes anxiety is impatience, right? Delay, right? There are some people that are very, very impatient, right? There are people, they are not willing to wait on God. They want things right here, right now. They are not willing to wait, right? The thing is, these people don't understand that there is such a thing as delayed gratification, right? Delayed gratification. Because sometimes you see some people, just because they cannot wait, they start cutting corners, right? But the thing is, when you take shortcuts, you're going to cut yourself short, right? So you see many people, they are cutting corners, right? And then they end up cutting short their destinies, right? Look at Saul, for example. Saul was very impatient. He was supposed to wait for the prophet Samuel to come and offer the sacrifice. But it was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. He did it himself and he cut short his destiny. He cut short his kingship, right? So you see these people, because they cannot wait for things, they go and buy things and get into debt. When they don't really need it, if they were just patient, they would have saved up adequate amounts of money and bought this thing, right? And then they notice that, wow, why am I getting anxious? Well, you got anxious because of just that impatience, right? Impatience, right? So again, patience is a very good solution, very good antidote to anxiety. And then another thing that causes anxiety is when you have no vision, right? No vision. To be honest with you, whenever I hear people say the word YOLO, I hate that word. Oh, you only live once. No, at least for a Christian, you don't only live once, right? You have eternity that is coming afterwards, right? There's this YOLO mentality in this world, right? You see people, they literally have like no anchor for life, right? They have no anchor for life. They don't have any hope for life. They don't have any vision. They don't have any goals. They don't have any dreams, right? The thing is, at least if you have some kind of anchor, if you know where you're going, you've at least won some part of the Bible, right? And the thing is, when you have of the battle, right? So when you have no vision, you have no plan, right? You have no plan. Because a person that is like, oh, okay, I have this exam coming up, right? That's like a vision. Okay, I want to do this well on this exam. That's a vision. They'll start making plans and start walking towards that vision, right? But if you have no, if you have no plan, if you have no vision, if you have no anchor, you're going to get anxious, right? Like, people that get anxious about their finances are people that don't have any plans. They don't have any kind of budget, right? One of the best ways to combat anxiety, I'm telling you, is to have a plan in place, right? Think about it. Even ants plan, right? The thing is, you will keep remaining anxious about the economy, keep remaining anxious about your financial future if you don't have a savings plan in place, right? So ask yourself this question. Do you have like 6 months worth of living expenses in the bank? When the economy nosedives, you see people becoming very anxious because they have no plans for their finances. And then the final thing I think I'm going to talk about that causes anxiety is dependence on man. Dependence on man. Again, unfortunately, we're living in times where people don't believe in God much anymore, right? Especially when you live in an advanced society like the US, where like many things are available, like electricity is like a commodity. Right? Water flows all the time. Versus when I was growing up in Nigeria, where like even things like water, we had to pray for. Things like electricity, we had to pray for. But here, I mean, since I moved to the US, what prayer have I prayed for? Water to flow or electricity to be there? No, right? Because it's just something that is available, right? But the thing is, when you depend on man, you are setting yourself up for anxiety, right? So people these days, they just don't have faith in God, right? They only see things happening through the rational means, through the means of human intervention, right? Because the society works so well, you just see people no longer have any kind of faith in God, right? But again, like if you depend on God, then you are anchoring your life on the right thing, right? Because the thing is, there is a limit that man can get to. Man cannot solve every problem. Take, for example, when COVID started, did we have any solutions for COVID? No. Didn't matter how great the hospital you went to, even if you went to the best of the best hospital in the world, if you had severe COVID, you died. Simple as that, right? So the thing is, there are situations that even physicians cannot heal. That's why it's very, very important to not just depend on man, but to depend on God. So I will encourage you, these things that cause anxiety, I'm making this podcast specifically so that you can avoid these things, right? You can avoid these things. Stop worrying about the issues of life. Don't compare yourself with other people. You don't have to feel the need to exert control over everything. Be patient, right? Have a vision, have a plan for every part of your life, and don't depend on man. Depend on God that is able to see you through. So again, one of the ways you can depend on God is by giving your life to Him. Again, many of you listening to this podcast, you know I'm a Christian. And again, being a Christian has been giving my life to Christ and having a relationship with Jesus Christ is one of the things that has made the biggest difference in my life. So if you want to establish that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I believe that you shed your blood and died on the cross and rose again on the third day to give me life. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, find a Bible, right? Find a Bible, start from the book of John. That's a good place to start as a new convert. Read it, do what it says. And then find a Bible-believing church. Again, there are many churches that are not Bible-believing. They have the name of God on them, but they are not Bible-believing, right? And the Bible even talks about these kinds of churches. So for me, I go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It doesn't have to be RCCG you go to. There are many churches all over the world. But I will encourage you, just join a Bible-believing church, seek community with other believers, keep doing God's will, trust in God, depend on God. You'll see your anxiety taken away and you'll see your life headed in the right direction. So thank you for listening to me today. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless you. Thank you.